Israel has issued a stern warning to the Freedom Flotilla Coalition, FFC, stating it will act accordingly as the group's vessel, Madleen, approaches Gaza. The ship, carrying climate activist Greta Thunberg and 11 other pro-Palestine campaigners, departed from Catania, Italy, on Sunday with the aim of delivering humanitarian aid to the besieged enclave. Military spokesperson Brigadier General Effie Defrin told British newspaper The Times that the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, were prepared. "For this case as well, we are prepared," Defrin said. "We have gained experience in recent years, and we will act accordingly." Activists aboard the Madleen have reported aerial surveillance for two consecutive nights, with drones allegedly operated by Greece's Hellenic Coast Guard passing directly over the vessel. Tiago Avila, a member of the FFC steering committee on board, described the presence of the drone as a critical threat. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Tiago Avila, at Tiago Avila Brazil. "This time the drone came closer than any other and passed above our boat, which is a critical threat, considering 1 month ago Israel bombed our boat in conditions like these at a similar hour," Avila posted on social media. Repost from @genocide_free.sci, e.g. The use of Heron drones by Greece is a key tool in the growing alliance between Greece, Cyprus, Israel, and the U.S., tightening control over the Eastern Mediterranean, /2pic.twitter.com/vbnjkui8kc. Freedom Flotilla Coalition, at Gaza Flotilla, June 4, 2025. The Freedom Flotilla's journey has triggered a massive online solidarity campaign. More than 498,000 letters have been submitted to Israeli officials, the United Nations, and foreign governments, urging Israel not to interfere with the vessel or harm those aboard. This is not the first time the coalition has encountered hostilities. Last month, another FFC vessel, Conscience, was reportedly attacked by armed drones in international waters near Malta, which the group attributed to Israel or one of its allies. The coalition emphasizes that these letters alone will not prevent potential attacks, and calls for active support and action from the international community. In 2010, Israeli forces raided the Mavi Marmara, part of a similar Gaza-bound flotilla, killing 9 activists and sparking international outrage. The current mission comes amid heightened scrutiny of Israel's blockade, which rights groups say has contributed to a deep humanitarian crisis in Gaza, especially in the wake of recent military escalations.